Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. This is a great way to develop your meditation practice and live your life. This week is our guided meditation, and I want to begin by reading a letter from one of our listeners who asked an important question about meditation that may affect many of us. It's from Joanne from England. She writes, "Hi, Dr. Puff. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. I've been listening to your Meditation for Health podcast for a few months now, and it is, quite literally, the only time I've ever managed to meditate. Every other way I've tried has just left me feeling anxious or uptight, whereas with your work, I find that if I focus on your voice, my mind just kind of slips away from me. It's a wonderful feeling. There is something I'd like to ask your advice about. When I'm meditating or relaxing, which I find difficult to begin with, sometimes I find myself becoming increasingly frightened and upset. Are there any ways in which I can begin to feel safe? Regards, Joanne from England." Over the many years of teaching meditation to people, I find Joanne's concern normal. Many people struggle with fears when they begin to meditate, or even if they've been meditating for a while. Fears sometimes arise when we slow down and meditate. I think there's three reasons why, when we meditate, we can become fearful. The first is just our conditioning. We've been taught that meditation is something to kind of be afraid of, particularly if we come from a more Western, conservative, Christian background. I'm going to give a very brief, simplified overview of this tradition, but basically it teaches that there's good and evil in the world, and you have to be on guard against evil, because if you're not, evil can come in a sense, get you. So you have to be on guard. Meditation, because it comes out of the East and is more of a submissive, relaxed stance, isn't being on guard. So fears, conditioned fears, can arise. They're normal, but if we understand them, that it's just our conditioning, they can dissipate. They can go away. And I'll teach you in the guided meditation things that we can do to get those fears to dissipate. Again, this is only a portion of Western Christian society, because throughout history, Christians have been meditating around the world. For hundreds of years before the Bible even came into fruition, Christians, called the Desert Fathers, were meditating, and they were the leaders of the church. So Christianity is clearly steeped in meditation. But there are traditions that have somewhat forgotten our past and see meditation as something from the East and something to be feared. If this is our conditioning, all we need to do is be aware of it, and it will melt away. The second thing that can happen is when we do quiet down and still our minds, there might be a lot of stuff, emotional stuff, memories, that have been, in a sense, latent, that when we're quiet, come up. This can be a beautiful experience because it can bring about healing, and we can be well that way. But it can also, for people, be frightening because they didn't know those feelings were there. I actually use meditation with all my clients in psychotherapy to help them be healthy and to get in touch with what's inside of them. It's a wonderful way to discover who and what we are. But it can also, without that guided supervision, be a little scary. So it is healing to get in touch with who we are. If we don't know who we are, we have lots and lots of problems. So meditation is really a great way to get to know us. When we slow down, we get to know who we are. So instead of running away from these feelings, we can spend the time in meditation to get to know them, to get to know us, who they are, what they are, heal them, and lead a healthy, good life. The third thing that can happen is actually very simple. Because we're used to going all the time, when we slow down, even though it's a peaceful, relaxing feeling, we're not used to it. And whatever we're not used to can sometimes be frightening. Even relaxation can be frightening. I've known people that when they get a massage, all kinds of feelings come up that they weren't aware of. Meditation, because it's a change, it's a physiological change in our system, can be frightening. Wow, what's that? Oh, I'm relaxed. I haven't felt that way for years. It's a little frightening. This has clearly been a brief introduction to the three possibilities of why we have fears and anxieties when we meditate. I could easily spend hours talking about this in depth, so perhaps someday you'll join me and we'll talk about it at a retreat sometime, discovering what actually does cause these fears and how we can overcome them. The guided meditation will, though, be something we can begin using right away to address these fears, and my hope is Joanne and anyone else who does have fears when they meditate will begin to watch them go away as they use this guided meditation to go through and be still, be present, be at peace, and watch the fears melt away. They can go away. They will go away. But the best way to help them go away is just to face them, breathe deeply, and watch them go away. When we face our upsetness, when we face our fear, it does go away. When we run from it, it tends to get stronger. So let's together face our upsetness, face what frightens us, and watch how much deeper we can go in our meditation by doing this. If you, like Joanne, have questions for me, please send them to drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. I would love to hear from you. I can't always answer all of them, but I do read them all, so please send them. And also, if you want to learn more about meditation, go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com, and there's a lot there to continue your explorations into meditation. Until next week, peace.